With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Remembering the victims and the horrors of 9/11, that story in a moment. But first, many tears have been shed, prayers offered for the late Charlie Kirk. Vigils have been held for the conservative champion assassinated yesterday by a gunman who remains at large. President Trump calls the Turning Point USA CEO and Salem radio talk host a martyr for truth and freedom.
For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now.
Charlie Kirk was felled by a single bullet fired from a distant rooftop. The assassin escaped amid the chaos. On the Utah Valley University campus, 31 years of age, the outspoken Christian conservative leaves behind a wife and two young children and a legacy that lives on. 24th anniversary of a very dark day in American history will not pass unnoticed.
President Trump will participate in a 9/11 observance at the Pentagon, while Vice President Vance will mark the day at Ground Zero in New York City. The White House says the president will then travel to New York and will attend an evening Yankees game in the Bronx.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A student shot and wounded two of his peers yesterday afternoon at a suburban Denver high school before killing himself. Happened at Evergreen High School, about 30 miles west of Denver. In New York City, a 42-year-old man is under arrest, accused of torturing and murdering an elderly couple in Queens, then setting their home ablaze. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 33 points higher. This is SRN News. New poll about God and politics.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans if they think the Almighty takes a hand on Election Day. When considering the 2024 presidential election specifically, 49% of respondents say they do not believe that God was involved. 32% think President Trump's victory is part of God's plan, but that doesn't mean that he approves of all of Mr. Trump's policies. Those percentages were about the same in 2020. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have granted recognition to same-sex partnerships in the Chinese city, a major setback to the LGBT movement. The legislation, which stopped short of formally legalizing gay marriage, stemmed from one of the recent Hong Kong court rulings that pushed the government to offer more accommodations to LGBT people. Out of the lawmakers who attended the meeting, 71 voted against the bill, 14 approved it, and 1 abstained. This is SRN News. A reunion of sorts in London.
Prince Harry joining his father, King Charles III, for tea at his Clarence House in London. The first time they've met in well over a year. The two have been very distant since Harry and his wife Meghan left royal life and moved to California 5 years ago. Harry met with his father following an engagement at the Center for Blast Injury Studies at Imperial College in London. There had been speculation Harry might meet with his father after he arrived Monday in the UK. Jason Walker reporting.
Some belt tightening at Danish pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk. A company behind the weight loss drug Wegovy is cutting 9,000 jobs, most of them in Denmark. The drug maker says the goal is to strengthen the company's focus on growth opportunities in obesity and diabetes medications. More details at srnnews.com.